Oh, yours is way better than mine. Way better than mine.
You put up a local, though.
This is something that was sitting on my desk this morning when I came in, and I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that.
Is that signed, yeah, too? Look at that.
Yeah, signed, too.
Dang.
Even you the CD is signed.
You got connections.
I guess so. I don't know. I got here, and I was like, what is this? First of all, my first question was, how did they get in my office? And second of all, did Bree Bagwell get in my office? What happened here?
She's like, you know, I'm going to leave this for Joey.
just drop it off real quick. And no one can seem to give me the answer. Like, so what happens after five when I'm not here? So
you put up a little camera. You might be surprised.
I don't want to do that. I would be so worried for that. I'd be like, oh, my gosh. Like,
they're not doing the Harlem Shuffle in your office.
I know. Why is my office going viral? Oh my god. Welcome everybody to Zia Comic Weekly, where we are getting ready to nerd out for the next half hour. And we always have a great time doing it. You know why? Because this is the way. Exactly.
We are nerds.
We are nerds, and this is the way. We got this is the way to my what would be my left or right. Yeah, to my right. Yeah. However you're looking at this, he is on that side. We got Troy with us. What's up, Troy?
Hey, what's going on?
It's just, you know, another day, another nice, beautiful day, beautiful day. And a lot of
stuff. We just have to keep our glasses on as part of our creed.
I know,
have
right?
You remove your glasses in front of anyone? Yes.
I like. There we go. Already starting off with some movie ideas.
In the waters of Young Perk.
I don't think you want to. I don't think you want to do that. That is
fish probably not there. A good.
Oh my god, hold on, let me go switch over to mics real quick, because
you were in stereo.
I know, I wanted to be in double mode, so so as you could see, I will make sure to always keep my glasses on. I'm actually excited because I have a friend that's recently about to get glasses, so he's joining the group.
Oh man, I hated it when I finally had to get them, because I had perfect vision for the longest time. It was better than perfect, and then it seemed like over a period of about a month, my eyes just said, yeah, we're done. We're not going to work anymore.
No, I've been a member since I was 7 years old. So,
oof.
I know. Oh.
Yeah, I just need them basically for, I'm was it farsighted? I can see things far away. Perfect. It's just when you get them up close, I can't.
No, I can't see close. Far, I'm okay. Like, I can kind of make out the object. But if I had to read this piece of paper, I would be like this right now.
Squinting all hard, yeah.
Trying to figure out what is going on here. I don't understand.
Why haven't they made a pill for vision yet?
I mean, they got a pill for other things. Why can't we get one for eyes? So we can enhance our eyes, please.
Eye enhancement.
There we go. Troy, man, you got the ideas today, yeah. Man.
Like Alita Battle Angel, man. Just pop in a couple of cybernetics.
We'd be good to go. I'd be seeing right through this camera right now. I can see the behind the computer.
Be like $6 million man. And young kids don't know that's an old show.
I was like, oh, don't do that right now. Please don't age us today. Because earlier I had to mention what a cassette was to somebody. And they were like, what's that? I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, I was talking to somebody. As a matter of fact, on the show this morning, we were talking about watching some of our old comfort shows and comfort movies. You know, those old shows from back in the day that you got to find your VHS or your DVD player to be able to watch that, you know, favorite show. Did you have an old TV show that you liked to watch back in the day?
Yeah, there was a few. My parents were kind of old school. So my dad watched a lot of, he was a policeman, so he watched a lot of cop shows. So I saw a lot of Hill Street Blues. And he liked country western type movies, but the ones I would sneak and watch were like you know, Dukes of Hazzard, BJ and the Bear. I know I'm aging myself there hard.
I know, and I'm over here about to say Married with Children was a show I enjoyed. And now looking back at it, I'm like, I can't believe my mom let me watch Married with Children. But hey, I mean, it was a great show, and, you know, Al Bundy will always be legend to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that and Friday Night Videos. Before cable, when I was growing up, I lived so rural, we didn't even have cable. So they had a show every Friday night. It came on at midnight called Friday Night Videos. It was a half hour with commercials of like some of the more recent video music videos, because we didn't have it.
But we didn't. Where I grew up, we had nothing. We had this big satellite dish, right?
Oh, the big C-band dish.
Yes, those things. And so it's like if you wanted to get the one channel, and unfortunately it was in Spanish. So I mean, rest of my family. So this whole satellite would have to rotate, and it took like 45 minutes. So you had to plan like, oh yeah, we're gonna watch a TV program. Well, you better take the next 45 minutes to go ahead and move this satellite.
And they had it came with a magazine that told you what was playing when. And we used to, my friends had one because their parents had money, and we didn't. And we used to just see what we could catch. And during the news things, when they weren't actually broadcasting live, they were still, the camera was still on, so you could see them, you know, making paper airplanes, throwing stuff at each other. We watched the Smurfs in French.
Oh my gosh. I know. You would watch these weird things, and then later, and I tell you, and I know I've made this joke numerous times, I didn't know what the Smurfs meant in English, not until recently, because I would watch them in Spanish. So I'm like, okay, so there we go, watch these in Spanish. I'm like, oh, that's what you call them in English? You're like, okay, cool. Like, never knew.
Papa Smurf hits different in French, dude.
I mean, sometimes it's better in a different language than it is in English.
He's a lot smoother with a French accent.
Look at him. He's got a little suave to him.
He was the only one with red.
Yeah, it's true. So, I mean, that does make sense. So, you know, since we're on the topic of nostalgia, I don't know if you got a chance to see or even hear about this. Blockbuster, apparently they're trying to plan a return of some sort.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I mean, for people our age, dude, there's so much nostalgia there. I think there's one left open, like in Iowa or some remote place.
It's in Oregon.
Oregon, yeah.
Yeah, in Oregon.
Same difference. I think they're the same state, aren't they?
Right. You know, it's just, basically no one lives there, so.
Just one of those flyover states.
Yeah, so it got a lot of people talking that Blockbuster, I guess their website got reactivated, and then people started kind of wondering if this is the return of Blockbuster, or do they have something up their sleeve that they're going to try to, you know, revive it?
I'm not sure how they would do a brick and mortar, because people are so much into streaming now.
Mm.
Having the physical, but then again, when's the last time you went out and tried to buy a Blu-ray or a DVD? It's hard to find them.
You know, even I was even thinking this video game wise, like now I don't even go look for a video game. I just download it and there it is. It's like, I'm not going to the stores to look for these things anymore. It's like, it's there. My take on Blockbuster, I think they're getting ready to come back as a bar type, like sports bar type thing. Like think a nostalgia type of a bar, like, because I believe they've done these pop-ups where it's Blockbuster theme. You go and pick your movie and it's a type of drink. I think they're ready to come back as a restaurant more than a video place, but a place where you can go and reminisce about the old Blockbuster days and still be able to get like the candies, the popcorns, and all the stuff that we would get. Remember, oh man, for some reason, Blockbuster snacks always hit differently.
Some Red Vines, yeah.
Oh.
That was better than the movies a lot of times.
It really was. And then if you just happen to get there when it was like a certain deal where it's like, if you buy, get rid two movies, you get like a tub of popcorn, some Red Vines, and a soda for free. And it was like, so I have a feeling that's the way they're going to come back.
I don't know, man. I can't picture how they're going to do it, because physical media is kind of passe now. That's what old people do.
I know. Nobody's getting in line to get a movie anymore.
You don't worry on Friday trying to get out of work early so you can go and get your copy of Jurassic Park before they're all rented.
Oh my gosh, remember that? Like you would make it a point to go early to try to get the copy, and nothing was more disappointing than getting there like, oh, there's the movie, and there wasn't one behind it to
rent. Yeah, you're looking behind every one of them just hoping, oh, come on.
And even on the ones like, oh, well, maybe they messed up and maybe they misplaced, you know, the movie and another one. And let me see if I can find it. And it never worked out.
And then you would always stake out the return, trying to watch what they're dropping back in. That looked like it might have been. Oh, then you can you go check the box? Can you go check the box?
Yeah. Like, you sure you don't have it back? They returned it. I could have swore I saw someone walk up with that movie and return it. Like, I know him and I were here at the same time. He should have returned it by now. So Oh man, but Blockbuster trying to make a comeback, and I think it would be great, but like you said, nobody exactly is gonna go and, hey, I need to rent, you know, Stranger Things. Like,
yeah, it's streaming.
Yeah, it's, I mean, everything is streaming. So
I can't remember the last DVD or Blu-ray I bought. It's been so long.
Oh man, you're right. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't even have the need to like go, like, even, you know, buying the series. I mean, there are some box series that I like, especially when it comes to, like, you know, I think I have quite a few collections that I've gotten over the years. Like, I think the last one I got was a Big Bang Theory collector's items. And that was more because I love the show. But I mean, I'm not exactly going to get like, oh, hey, I went and got Frasier on DVD. Like, oh no, it doesn't seem. Now, unless it's like a specialty show, then I'll go get those. But as far as, I don't know, I'm not going to go pick up Face Off from John Travolta and Nicolas Cage anytime soon.
What? I don't even know if my Blu-ray player works. I haven't turned it on for years.
And that's another thing.
I forgot, you know, I was going through inputs on the TV there. I was like, what the hell is BD? Oh, that's my Blu-ray player.
Like, I forgot we had that. So I still have, and I got to go look in the storage. I have the VHS DVD combo.
Oh my gosh.
That was money right there. So
yes, it was. Could you tape one to the other?
Yeah.
Everybody had that in the beginning. They're like, I'm going to get my own copy.
Oh man. And then even look at the price points of those back in the day. You remember how much they cost?
I think the first one I saw was nearly $1,000.
And now I think you can find them for like $50 at that.
I saw one at a garage sale for like $5.
There you go. See? And I think that's how I ended up with this one, was because of garage sale. So, but like you said, now everything is streaming. So throwbacks are definitely in the works, and just, I'm excited for Blockbuster. And, you know, with that, of course, today I wanted to talk about just some of the returns that are going to be coming back, because it seems like we're getting a return of the 90s. Okay. So obviously we mentioned Blockbuster, but there's just so many other things that we could look forward to. Did you get a chance to see the trailer of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always?
The anniversary thingy one?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Thoughts?
I think there's still a calling for it, because, I mean, we always have people asking for Power Rangers at the cons. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of interested to see how they're going to go without JDF. Because he was like the anchor of all power, anything Power Rangers kind of went through him. So I'm interested to see how they're going to pull it off. The rest of them have their own fan base too, but nothing like his.
Yeah, so, no, he was definitely the leader for a reason, because everything, I mean, he was Power Rangers.
I think he's probably the one single-handedly who kept Power Rangers in the limelight. Because he was all over social media and he was great with his fans. And I think the rest of them started seeing, hey, even though the show's over, we can still make money every weekend doing these cons.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, they've got their own cons now. You got the Morphicon and the Morphinonimal and Power Morphicon. There's so many different Power Ranger themed events that it's its own thing now.
There is a show on Netflix, and I think we've talked about this in the past, that explains the TV show and how it became. For those that, I mean, and this blew my mind, because for the longest time, I didn't realize the way that they were filming this show was based off of old footage that they have from the version overseas.
Yeah, that's not them. That's not the actors you think that's in those suits.
When I saw that, it messed me up, man, because for the whole time I thought, I was like, man, these guys are really fighting. And no, it turns out this is from a show that was 10 years older than what we were seeing.
It was reused fight footage. And then the only parts that were new was when they actually used, where you can see their face.
Yeah. The
angel. So, yeah, I knew about that, but it was, you have to stop and think about it while you're watching it. It's like, okay, that's not really John, you know, Austin St. John.
Yeah. No, it messed me up completely, because, and then the fact that, like, some of the spinoffs that they had and why they never continued was because they ran out of footage.
Yeah, they even had their own little RPG game there for a while.
Yeah.
And they filmed, I think they did a podcast or a YouTube channel for it. And the cool thing was, the dude who played Bulk in this new podcast RPG series, he was actually a Power Ranger.
Really?
I think he was one of the yellow ones. Yeah. The yellow Time Ranger or something.
See,
all I'm saying is that spandex got a workout.
It's like watching me become a
there's a reason why I don't cosplay as a Power Ranger or Spider-Man.
You're not going to see. I am not trying to be. Now, maybe if you need me to be out of shape Thor, I'll be dad bod Thor, but I will not be Spider-Man.
No prosthetics needed. I'll just pull my shirt up. There you go.
You are good to go. So Power Rangers, obviously, that is a big nostalgia thing. April 19th, I believe. I'm looking real quick. In April, it's going to be coming out. So we'll get to see how they do, you know, this movie. Obviously, this tribute. What's going to happen? We know there's some Power Rangers that won't be joining the cast.
I can't. Was it Amy Jo who's not going to be in it?
Amy Jo and Austin aren't going to be a part of it as well. They both said it was money issue. Obviously, they wanted to get paid. So,
You think Austin would need some money? He's got some legal issues.
Yeah, he's got a lot of problems that he needs. So he's like, I got to figure something out. But yeah, neither one of them will be a part of this reunion. But I'm sure this opens up the gate to see if it does well. I would be surprised if more of them decide to come back and be involved somehow.
It might be a resurgence. We might see because the movie, I watched that movie when they tried to reboot it. It wasn't bad, but it didn't have the same heart as the old series. So
yeah,
maybe this is their launching board.
Yeah. And you know, and it's not just this TV show that we talk about so much, but the fact that the audience has also grown because of the comic books that have branched out of this and the comic book lifespan that has been with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I mean, it's just amazing to see just how much it's continued, even with, you know, the White Rangers, you know, Lord Draken, that looks like they're still trying to get that finished so that way they can release that project.
Yeah. I mean, Boom Studios has them. They've done a great job with that The Power Ranger stuff. And like I said, when we've had a couple of the Power Rangers in store, for in-store signings, always a big crowd. Always. I mean, these people show up in costume to an in-store signing, so it was crazy.
Hey, nothing's greater, man, than seeing adults with their kids, and it's like the adults are more excited than the kids to see, you know, a Power Ranger.
I think they use the kids as an excuse so that they can dress up.
Oh, that's what I plan on doing.
I'm doing it for him.
I was like, oh. What can I say? My son really wanted to come see the Red Ranger. So sorry, I'm doing this for him. And then meanwhile, there's no pictures of Matthew with the Power Ranger. It's just me. Like, sorry, man.
You leave and forget him. Oh crap! I gotta go back. Oh,
I left him with the Power Ranger.
He's in good hands.
He's good. They're supposed to save the universe, right? Isn't that their whole plan? Like they're supposed to serve and protect. So. Some other 90s things that look like they could be coming back. Speed 3. There's talks floating around Speed 3 and Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves apparently said he would be very interested in a Speed 3, but only if the script is great. The script has to be really good.
Not like the first two.
I know. It's like, and you thought the other two were amazing?
What do you do, Hotshot?
Right. There, he also mentioned if he can get a reunion going with Sandra Bullock, that would be pretty cool. So
they're not going to bring back the other dude. Was it Jason Patrick? Wasn't he in the second one?
Yeah, man, no one remembered the second one.
I think it was on a cruise boat or something.
The boat can't travel more than 55 miles per hour. It's like, how do you know that? Like, I didn't even know boats had a how fast can they go?
It was a question on Jeopardy.
You also got, and this one I believe is on Hulu now, Pinky and the Brain. They have a TED Talk on how to take over the world.
That is genius.
I mean.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either, but I've read about it. And I'm like, wait, this exists? There's a TED Talk with Pinky and the Brain.
Narf.
And Animaniacs actually just wrapped up. I believe they finished up that show. They had a reboot going for a while, and I think they wrapped that up. I guess they're done with it. So
I watched a few episodes of it, and it seems like it picked right up where it left off. It didn't lose any relevance or any of its sarcasm. So
no, I mean, I love that. I love that show. But as an adult, if you watch more than three episodes at a time, you get a little tired quick. You're like, oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, and you got to watch the kids. I hope they didn't understand that.
You know what, though? But I got to say, some of these cartoons, they're more adult reference than they are kid reference. Because you're just like, they did not say that, did they?
They're thinly veiled for adults. A lot of times the kids don't get it. It goes over their head. But you get it. You look at the kids and you're, oh, okay, they didn't understand it.
Okay, I'm not going to have to explain that one later at the dinner table as to why, you know, the Animaniac said that. So,
hello, nurse.
Exactly, right? That's all I need the next time we go to the doctor. And hello, nurse.
No, Matthew, no.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Oh, man. Some great movies going to be coming out. John Wick, Chapter 4. I am excited for John Wick.
Is it out yet? I thought it was out already. Maybe I'm wrong.
Is it out already?
I don't know. Maybe that was just early trailer or early premieres or something that somebody saw.
I think it's out this weekend. I believe it's going to be this weekend because they're saying it's expected to earn $70 million.
Yeah, Lance Reddick's last John Wick.
It looks amazing. I mean, I'm done watching trailers. Let's get to the movie already.
Get this man a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Get this man some popcorn.
I used to not like Keanu Reeves. I didn't want to like him. And, you know, then the first John Wick came out and I'm like, okay, this, you know, maybe it's just method acting. This movie was made only for him. And then I started reading about him and all this cool stuff he did and how much of a nice guy he is. It's like, God damn it, Keanu, you made me like you. Why did you do that?
Because you wouldn't have think that, right? You would have thought, I was like, okay, here's another Hollywood guy that's probably just full of himself. And it was so far from that. And I honestly got to say the internet was the reason to have that come to light, because all these things started coming out about him that you started to like, hey, Keanu Reeves, like Bill and Ted is doing this. Like, what's going on?
Point Break.
Right.
I mean, he turned me around. I'm a Keanu fan now. He's got to be the nicest guy, and he has no problem making fun of himself. You saw Always Your Maybe.
So. Yeah. I mean, but it's very rare for actors to want to do that. I mean, I think anybody that rolls with Seth Rogen knows that, hey, at one point we're going to make fun of your character. But I think it takes, you know, some thick skin to be able to say, hey, yeah, I know Hollywood says let's make fun of it. And he's okay with it, man. And I've never heard one story of people saying that he was a jerk to somebody to take a picture, do a video or anything.
Donate money. He takes his own money and pays out the staff and stuff and buys them all kinds of I think he bought the whole staff on one of the movies, Rolexes. And
that's a movie I need to be on.
Third extra. Look, I got a Rolex.
Oh my God. I was like, can you believe that? They're just handing out Rolexes at catering. I got a bean burrito and a Rolex.
Food service gave it to me.
I was like, I don't know why. I just handed me a Rolex. I took it and left. Like, okay, I guess that's payment. Oh, man. So John Wick is coming out. Be on the lookout for that movie this weekend. That may entice me to go to the theaters this weekend. So I don't know. One movie that I think you and I are in agreement of not going to see in theaters is Avatar.
Is it still in there? It should be coming to streaming soon, you would think.
I think next month it comes to streaming. I want to say mid-April it'll be coming to streaming. But, you know, with it coming to streaming, people are already starting to talk about Avatar 3. And it was reported this week that Avatar 3 has over 9 hours of footage. 9 hours.
Just three, because they filmed the next three all together.
Yeah.
So they're not talking about 4 and 5.
Three itself. A 9-hour movie, which... Yeah, that is not happening whatsoever. But the plan for Avatar 3 is to obviously release a theatrical version and for the 9-hour version to then go to Disney Plus as a limited series.
I don't say you got to break it down. Yeah. It's going to pop up in the middle of things. Are you still watching?
No, I stopped watching that hour 3. Like, I cannot do a 9-hour. I think this is what Avatar needs to do, though. I think they need to go into a series because I think it keeps people – I think it just a top awareness. You know, I don't think a lot of people have seen Avatar, the first one, to now. And I think by doing a series, I think that will get people more invested into this franchise, even though they already made $1 billion. But it's gonna get, gotta get me to go to the movie theaters.
Well, aren't they affiliated with Disney in some way or yes. shape? So I'm surprised they haven't done a cartoon miniseries with them yet to bring the kids in.
That's true.
That's a price. That's free, Disney. That one's free.
I don't think Disney needs anything free. Put some prices on it. Disney's getting a lot right now.
Yeah, yeah, they got my money.
Did you not just hear your idea about the glasses? Like, I'm sure they're going to try to trademark that.
The Nerdalorians.
Nerdalorians. So, yeah, but 9 hours. I mean, I understand what James Cameron is doing with this, but let me ask you, what is the longest? I mean, I know you haven't gone to the theaters in a while, but I mean, when is a point in time where you're like, okay, I cannot be in the theater this long?
Well, 9 hours is longer than most people are at work.
Exactly, right? Like, hey, how come Joey didn't come to work? He's still at the theaters.
He fell asleep watching Avatar.
He doesn't want to leave. He wants to get his money's worth. So he's
going to be there. That's my problem. If I start a movie, I'm invested and I don't want to quit watching it unless it's really, really horrible. I think my whole life I've only stopped watching one movie that I started.
Can you remember that movie?
House of D with David Duchovny. I hate that movie so much.
Oh, you were quick on that one.
It's burned into my mind. I wake up with cold sweats. Fever dreams like, about House of D.
God, absolutely not. I will not finish that movie. But, you know, Avatar, I mean, granted, they're going to try to make their money's worth. And, I mean, they did spend a lot of money to get this together. But maybe this is just the way to go for Avatar moving forward. Because after Avatar 3, I think they should consider, like you said, even having something that attracts the younger audience to be able to enjoy this movie.
Yeah, because the last one was, what, 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
These kids don't remember that.
They can't remember TikTok.
they might have to forget TikTok because I've been watching some of the I don't think it's a trial, the interview. They're investigating him and they're just grilling that guy and they're not letting him answer. So I think they've already made up their mind and I think TikTok is maybe on its way out.
Yeah, we're about to see. Good thing we still have the gram.
Yeah. If you want to get the young people to vote, take away TikTok. They're going to show up and vote then.
There you go.
Shoot yourself in the foot there, guys.
Oh, then, of course, Shazam! Fury of the Gods. It was a flop at the box office. It was kind of having – I wanted to go see it, but I'm also one of those like, okay, it'll get to HBO Max eventually.
You know, we are kindred spirits in that.
I want to root for it. Zachary Levi says that the reason this movie flopped, he's blaming marketing for the major reason why this movie was a failure.
I don't know about marketing. I've been hearing that The Rock had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
I think the original end credit scene was supposed to be Shazam on Black Adam.
Not and Superman.
He just wants it to be – The Rock wanted it to be a big showdown between Black Adam and Superman going forward. He basically tried to rewrite the whole DCEU himself.
Yeah.
And did you see Black Adam?
I did see Black Adam.
Not the best performance by The Rock, dude.
I think it was one of those where the cast kind of held him. I don't know, because everything around the movie was great. And I thought it was a good introduction. But his character didn't really, like, it just seemed to, like, I don't know, like, it was the generic. If you were to select generic superhero on a video game, that's what Black Adam was.
Well, Black Adam is supposed to be, he's mostly a bad guy.
I was going to say, he's supposed to be a badass.
Yeah, The Rock didn't want him to be a bad guy. He wanted him to be, to have, you know, this underlying reason for what he did and everything, instead of just being a total douche bad guy. But that's how he is in the comics.
I mean, it's like having Ryan Reynolds trying to switch up the character of Deadpool. Like, you knew what Deadpool was, and if you try to make him a serious character, you're not giving justice to that. Zachary Levi also confirmed, you're right, The Rock, he wouldn't allow characters from Black Adam to be in this movie. So the fact that he put a stop to that, I mean, you kind of did just kind of, you know, in a sense, mess up their plans to push them forward.
Yeah, if you pull the Justice Society characters out of Black Adam, then the movie's garbage, because they carried that movie. Pierce Brosnan, I don't remember the names of the actors who played the other characters, but I was more invested in their plight than I was Black Adam's. I could care less when he was on screen.
Yeah, no, I mean, and then I kind of was thinking that this is where we were going to head as far as a new series on HBO Max, is to see the Society doing this kind of move. I think it could have been a great movie or a great series moving forward with the storyline.
Yeah, I mean, they made I never liked Hawkman. I liked him in the movie. Pierce Brosnan killed it as Dr. Fate. Adam Smasher was perfect comedic character. It all worked. And then you put in Rock's wooden performance as Black Adam, and it just every time they build up some momentum, he killed it.
Yeah.
I blame The Rock.
I mean, The Rock is going to have to take the loss on that one. Because
unless he's standing in front of me, then I'll blame someone else.
I was like, yeah, we sure are talking a lot, but heaven forbid he jumps in the chat. I'm going to be like,
I certainly hope he's not a subscriber.
nothing against the guy. I mean, we're really not. I mean, we just weren't that. I mean, I like the Tooth Fairy. I mean, if that saves anything.
Well, I love Jumanji. I loved the river. What's the one based on the Disney River?
Oh, Journey, the land of Journey to the Center of the Earth, I think.
Oh, no, that one was good too, but the one that's based on the river cruise at Disney.
I would say Jungle Book. Wait.
But yeah, I like that one too. I mean, I like his other stuff. It felt like he phoned it in on Black Adam.
You know, last week we mentioned about, were we getting too much of The Rock? And I think that could be the problem that we're having, is that because, I mean, at that time when Black Adam was coming out, he had the TV show. He had this. I mean, he's selling every product possible, so you see him everywhere. I mean, from tequila to flip-flops, this guy is everywhere. So are we just getting burnt out? Do we need a Dwayne The Rock Johnson break? Because I know they want to work on another Jumanji, and could Jumanji, the next installment, flop because we're just tired of The Rock?
Maybe, but I don't know. Like I said, the other Jumanjis, I think comedy is more his style.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the serious stuff, it just kind of doesn't pull the same appeal, except for Ballers, that series. That was a pretty good series.
Oh, that was an amazing series. Yeah. But another TV show.
That was Rob Corddry, I think, that carried a lot of that.
Yeah. So I mean, that was his show.
Yeah. If he does something comedic, like another Jumanji, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, and I mean, and he's got a good partner in Kevin Hart with that. So I think
Jack Black.
Oh, Jack Black is the star of Jumanji in both of those, just because of the range of characters he's had to play for each movie is amazing.
And don't sleep on Karen Gillan. She's pretty solid too.
Yeah.
That's a great cast.
I mean, they got something there. It's just hopefully with the next movie and the next story that they add to their adventure, I hope it's good. I mean, that's all we can do is hope for that they're good. But I mean, right now we're getting a Dwayne The Rock Johnson, just an overload, that I hope that doesn't happen to Dave Bautista, because Dave Bautista has another movie that's out right now that I want to see. It's the one where it's supposed to be a thriller. It's supposed to be
The Cabin. I've heard good things.
I want to see that movie. And I just, after that, I know that's setting up his next couple of projects. I just hope we don't end up the same way with Dave Bautista, where we're getting, you know, kind of tired of these wrestler actors.
Well, he did do that zombie one during the pandemic, that zombie movie.
That was amazing. I liked
it. It wasn't bad, but yeah, you got to suspend disbelief a few times when you watch it.
Although I got to tell you, that was also a pandemic movie. So a lot of us were at home and we were just excited to see a new movie.
Very true.
Before we get out of here, have you been keeping up with The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to catch up.
You haven't watched the newest one?
I haven't. I'm
behind,
man.
There's a surprise cameo.
Okay. Okay. Don't say nothing.
Well, it's not a character. It's I'm sure you remember Jar Jar Binks. Who can forget the secret Sith Lord, Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah.
The dude who wore the costume of Jar Jar Binks plays a Jedi in this new episode.
Really?
Jedi, yeah. Ahmed Best. So Jon Favreau let him get his, I won't say revenge, but he gets his you know, just
redemption.
Dude. Redemption, that's the word.
There we go.
Just I know, I was like, Jar Jar more than me.
You said Jar Jar, and I was like, no.
And you could see, you could just see your whole body just.
Oh, I really did. I was just like, oh, no, don't say that.
Jar Jar trains Grogu from now
on. No. Not Grogu. I was
Makes
like,
the
then
show
we
you
are,
have to it.
But then we are done with that show at that point. And it's like, no, if that's where we went, absolutely not.
No, but he's in there. You'll see him. He's the prominent Jedi. I think he's real. You see a few others, but he's the prominent one. You'll see him.
Okay.
Just remember, right. Picture him with a big Jar Jar head on top. That has ruined the whole thing for you.
You really did. Just don't. You kind of got me. I was like, I don't know if I want to start. I'm like,
no, it's a good episode. This next episode is really good.
Oh, what we got going on with Comic-Con, El Paso Comic-Con, and everything else?
We're in the final stages. We're putting together all the VIP and weekend packets now so that when people come in, they're already together. So we just hand you, hey, VIP, here you go. Weekend, here you go. Trying to make it quicker to get people in. Got all the guests. I'm working on all the travel now. Got that almost done. Got to get them here and get them from the airport to here. So it's just now we're just counting down the days.
Hey, well, we're excited. El Paso Comic-Con, of course, they can still get tickets, right, for single day?
Yeah, single day tickets are still on sale through Ticketmaster. VIP and weekend, there's still a few left. We have a limited number of them. But last I checked, there's still a handful of each left. So if you're thinking about it, don't think too long or you might, because when they're gone, they're gone.
That's right. Is tax returns starting to come in? So people getting them tax returns, I mean, that's a perfect opportunity.
There you go.
See? So there's always a plan.
Yep.
All that. And then Alamogordo, how are we doing in Alamogordo?
We're getting closer. The stucco was supposed to be done last week, but we had all that rain. And they can't really do the stucco work with it being wet.
Yeah.
So I just turned off the alarm for him about an hour or so ago. So they're over there working on it right now. Hopefully that whole facade will be done. I'm waiting on a couple more shipments. If you ever get anything from freight companies are the worst. They send you an email says, hey, our expected delivery date is this. So I went there on that day, sat there all day till like 5:30.
Oh.
Came home and I get an email or a call the next day like, oh, hey, we're here to deliver. I said, you were supposed to deliver yesterday. Oh, we got held up. I was like, okay, you obviously have my phone number because you just called me. Why didn't you tell me that you were held up and that you were going to deliver today?
He's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I forgot. I knew I forgot something.
Yeah, so we're going to have to take it back to the warehouse and give you another delivery date. I was like, okay, this time call me in advance and I will be there. And this is like the third time this has happened with different freight companies. They all do the same thing.
Jeez.
Hate them.
Yeah, you don't got nothing going on, right? It's been
no,
not at all.
So I went there and I painted more in the back room and cleaned up a little bit of stuff and puttered around for 8 hours in Alamogordo.
you mean you were in Alamogordo a whole Avatar 3?
Yeah. I tried to set up the software and my keyboard was dead on the computer, so I got it's always something.
It is always something, man. But, I mean, it seems like with everything you guys got going on, there's still a lot of excitement, man, especially for the next couple of weeks that you guys got going on from Comic-Con to Free Comic Book Day. Of course, people can go out to Zia Comics downtown Las Cruces. Y'all are keeping busy, so and we like that, man.
And we added a couple of events. We got Anime El Paso coming up in June.
Ooh.
So, yeah, Anime's hot right now. It's... That's the hottest thing going, so I'm hoping that event goes well.
So make sure you guys stay connected with Zia Comics. If they want to stay connected with you on all of your socials, like the MySpace and
AOL.
The AOL and the MSN messengers of the world.
Yeah, you open your Netscape browser and go to...
Oh, my gosh. But first, you got to use dial-up to log in.
Oh, that sound is ingrained in my head.
It's a sound that will never go away. It is a sound, unfortunately, that there is a generation that will always have that sound in their head forever.
And then your mom picks up the phone. Mom! Oh. On the net!
On the internet! if they want to connect, stay up to date with what's going on with you guys, how can they follow you?
we're all over the interwebs. We got Facebook, we got YouTube, we got Twitter, we got the Gram, and for a short time we still have TikTok-y until they take it away from everybody.
Isn't it interesting how just a few weeks ago we were saying we might not have Twitter, and now here we are, we might not have TikTok.
It's I don't know. The government does weird things.
I mean, they change things, but hey, you guys can still find us. And if all else fails, you'll have your Netscape navigator to find us.
I heard MySpace was coming back.
Oh, hey, I mean, if they do come back, well, I'm going to get me one of those too. By the way, I felt old today. And I just got, before we go, I had to throw this out. There's a new app called Be Real. Okay. And Martin was doing a Be Real. And then we were talking and he's like, guys, it's time for me to be real. And I thought he was about to like start talking to me about something. Then he pulls out his camera. I was like, well, Martin, what's wrong? What's going on? He's like, no, it's time to be real. I need to take a picture. I'm like, huh? Like, I was so confused. And Jackie's like, dude, you sound old right about now. So
speak English, Martin.
I thought he was like, oh, man. I was like, you got something going on? Like, what's been troubling you, Martin? No, it was an app. I thought he just randomly said, it's time for me to be real. I was like, tell us what's on your mind. No, it was an app. I was so mad. I really showed my age. I like age.
You, Martin. 5 years,
5 years on that conversation.
I'm not old. You're old.
Guys, this has been another edition of Zia Comic Weekly, where we love to show our age.
Should be a parent.
tell me about it. We'll see y'all next week.
Later, nerds.